Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, and really excited about this next segment for two reasons. One, we're going to be speaking to a singer-songwriter who's not only been able to do what she loves, but also has been able to have that talent recognized. I'm talking about Sherry Marie. We also are excited to have Sherry on the program because today we're celebrating our 700th guest of 2015, and that guest is none other than Sherry Marie. So we're going to be talking to her not only about her album, 360 Degree Woman, but also what it's been like for her to recognize what her gift is. And then, of course, to be able to share that with the world. If you're just now hearing about the album, we'll tell you all a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. And, in fact, you'll be hearing two selections from the album today as well to kind of whet your appetite. But, Sherry, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, hello, Cyrus. It is so great to be here. And 700, wow, that is such an honor. Such an honor. Thank you.
Hey, look, thank you. Yeah, that's right. You are our 700th guest for this year. It's been an amazing year for us here at Conversations Live. So really excited to celebrate this milestone with you, as well as to celebrate your new album that's out this year as well. Again, it's 360 Degree Woman. Rebirth is the other part of the project. And we're going to talk about the rebirth here in a moment. But, Sherry, what has it been like for you? Because I was sharing with you before we went live that even, you know, as I was prepping for this segment, I said, you know what, I have to go ahead and get the whole album because I wanted to kind of, you know, hear the full story as it unfolds. It, you know, only 11 tracks. What has it been like for you to not only share your voice with the world, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
That is a great question, Cyrus. And I have to say the word that comes up first is liberating. It has been so liberating to tell the truth of my story, to share it with the world, to share it with women who are going through the same type of life changes and growth that I am. And it really has given me a 180 in that 360 degrees.
Yeah.
To really be able to stand up and speak about what it's like to be a woman and to have victories and to have challenges and to have joy and pain and everything that goes with life and really talk about it in an honest way. Really, truly liberating, truly liberating.
Yeah. You begin the album, which is why I'm so glad that I went ahead and took advantage of the opportunity to listen to the entire process through the album, Sherry, because you begin in that very first song on there, Rebirth, where you talk about this journey, a journey that began very early for you. You mentioned, you know, by the age of 5, you recognize the gift that you had been given. You know, I thought about that for a couple of reasons. One, because there's so many people that as adults, Sherry, as you know, go through their whole lives and think they have nothing of value to offer. What was it like for you to be influenced, as you talk about in that song by Aretha Franklin and others, and to recognize that you had been given something special?
It was, at 5, it was really interesting to realize that I knew that that was it. That's mm-hmm. the best way I can describe it because, you know, for me, standing in front of the speakers and closing my eyes and singing with any and everybody that came on the radio, or if my parents were playing a particular album, just it was very, again, liberating. I was so free in those moments and so much at peace that I knew that there was something special. I didn't know that later on I was going to go on and actually have a career, but I knew that I connected with it. I resonated with it. It made me feel joyful. It made me feel just warm and fuzzy. And, you know, as others would gather around and listen, I noticed that it would make them feel good, too, you know.
Right.
And so for me, it was very empowering as a child to know that I had something inside of me that came through me that actually affected others around me as well as myself. And I knew that any time that there was trauma or any hardships going on, if I go to that space, there was healing there. There was peace there. And eventually I connected the dot, you know. But, you know, at 5, you're listening to, as you've mentioned, the great of all time, Aretha Franklin, Sarah Vaughan, Chaka Khan, and on and on and on and on. You know, it was just really moving for me as a child to be able to witness it and feel it at the same time. So that's what it was for me. Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Chaka Khan. That's a great segue into one of the songs. In fact, the second single on this album, 360 Degree Woman, Ain't Nobody. I mean, it was that your way of kind of paying tribute to those who came before you, Sherry, to be able to include a song like that on the project?
Yes, and I'm sorry if you hear some buzzing in the background. That's an alarm going off, but all is well.
Okay.
Yes, it was, man, I'm telling you, just to be able to say thank you in such a profound way, because, you know, she is a powerhouse, and she's a woman of grace and of so, so many, many talents, and I admire her. And to be able just to sing a song that she's recorded and just do it in my own way, just to say, yeah, you know, I love you, Chaka, and this one is for you. It was amazing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're fine. Well, you know, I think the other amazing thing is, Sherry, by doing what you do, and I think that's the thing that is so powerful even about the way that you're living your life. And I love the fact, too, that the album is called 360 Degree Woman, because that, to me, it recognizes and acknowledges the journey, that it didn't happen overnight. Do you think because of the journey, that's why you have the appreciation that you have for the gift that is your voice?
Absolutely, Cyrus. It's a journey. It's the journey that matters, you know, and what we do with that journey. And I am so, so honored to be able to share the truth, because it didn't happen overnight, as you've pointed out. And, you know, everything that I have ever experienced has brought me to now. And so I have no regrets. I there are things, of course, that I think about, that I think from time to time, gosh, could I have done that better? Probably. But it would have changed everything about right now. So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm so, 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 so grateful for each and every experience, each and every person. And, you know, it's informed every decision that I have made and will continue to make, you know, because I'm still growing. I'm still learning. It's not over until it's over, right? And so I'm always learning from everyone and everything, you know. There's nothing that I don't feel I can't learn from. And so that's what being a 360-degree woman is. It's about standing in your power. It's about owning it, you know, and the rebirthing process comes through that. You know, through all of those experiences, I'm reborn every single day because I'm new every single day. There are new experiences. I meet new people. Look, I'm talking to you. This is amazing. This is a part of my rebirthing process, and being able to speak about it and share it with the world and have you, you know, resonate with it as well. And so each and everything that happened is a part of, as a woman, brings us full circle, 360 degrees, to our womanhood, and we have the opportunity to experience each rebirth. And what we do with that is really up to us.
That's right. And I think that's the thing, that's the uniting factor, I think, that I hope our listeners are able to take in. For those who are just tuning in, either on the Radio Dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Singer-songwriter Sherry McGee-Marie is making her first appearance on our program today. We're talking to Sherry not only about the journey of being able to share her voice with all of you, but also, of course, to see the way that people are responding to it. If you're just now hearing about her album, 360 Degree Woman Rebirth, we'll tell you all a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But let's jump into actually hearing some of the music, Sherry. The first single we're about to hear is called Mirror Mirror. What can you tell us about this song?
Wow, this is a great story. Okay, so Mirror Mirror, I actually wrote, wow, probably 15, 20 years ago. And
oh, wow.
We when I was in the studio with Marcus Williams, who is a brilliant producer and an amazing drummer. He's played with everyone that you could ever think of, ever name. And he looks at me and he says, okay, well, Sherry, what's going to be the next song? And we had done, I think up to that point, we'd done about 9 tracks. And I looked at him quite honestly and said, I don't know. I have no idea. And then he says, you know, and we fell out laughing. He said, you know, you remind me of Tyler Perry, who sometimes will have sold tickets to a play and not even written the play yet. He said, so don't worry about it. You know, you just go home and meditate on it and pray about it. And that's what I did. And this song came up. And, of course, in my mind, I'm like, really? That song? Are we going to do this song? But the message is so important. It's really about accountability. It's about looking in that mirror, loving yourself for who you are, and taking ownership of who you are and saying, look, I'm beautiful, I'm fabulous, this is what I'm here to do, I'm okay, life is good, let me go get it. So basically that's what this song is about, and that's how I got on this particular project. You know, just an honest reflection of who I am and who we all are. We all have an opportunity to look in that mirror and be grateful and just go in life and go get it, you know?
Right. There you go. A great message again for all of us. Here is that selection for those who have not had a chance to hear it. Here is Sherry Marie with Mirror Mirror. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live. That was Sherry Marie with Mira Mira from her new album, 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. We've been speaking to the one and only Sherry Marie, our 700th guest of 2015, not only about the album, but also what it's been like for her to not only use her gift, but also embrace her own power. So I want to talk about the other side of that, Sherry, and that is encouraging others to do the same thing. When you're writing, when you're up on stage, when you're tweeting and posting on social media the way that the rest of us are, what has it been like for you to know that you're an example for women as to what is possible for them? Hello, Sherry, can you hear us?
Sorry. Hello, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's no problem. No problem. I thought we'd lost you. Okay. did you hear the question? Did you need me to repeat the question?
I sure did. I was saying that I embrace it, Cyrus. I embrace it fully. I'm very grateful to be in the position that I am because, you know, I take full responsibility for my life, for these wonderful gifts that I've been given and what I'm here to do. You know, it's my sole mission to help as many and serve as many as I possibly can, including myself. And so the beautiful thing about music is that I'm able to communicate with people all around the world. I don't have to speak the same language. I don't have to look the same. I don't have to, there has to be nothing obviously similar about us. But we all are one. And so through my music, you know, I'm able to do that. I'm able to talk with women from different cultures and men as well and inspire and be inspired, liberate and be liberated by them as well. So for me, it's quite an honor to do what it is that I'm doing. And I wouldn't change it for the world, I promise you, sir. I would not change it for the world. It's not for the faint of heart, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I can assure you of that.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that song Mira Mira talks about, and I think it'll be a great segue to the final song we'll hear a little bit later, and that is, of course, you know, recognizing the truth. Do you think that's why today you feel so free, that you're able to walk in that freedom because you are walking in your own truth and you're able to be the person that you were created to be?
Wow, that is very beautifully put. And the answer is yes. Yes. Just having the courage to do it. I feel like we all have the opportunity to choose whatever paths we choose. But choosing the path of truth really takes courage.
Yeah.
Because there's so many mixed signals out there telling us that we're not enough and that we're not pretty enough and we're not the right color, we're not the right height, we're not the right size, we're not smart enough, we're not, you know. And in fact, I have a song on this particular project that addresses that called More Than Enough, because it takes a great deal of courage to do this, you know, to do what you're doing, you know, to having this amazing platform that you have and using it for the greater good. It takes courage, because I'm sure even in your profession you've been told that, ah, man, why are you wasting your time? What are you doing? You know, get a real job, all of that stuff. But you chose to serve in this way, you know. And
right.
So just as I have done, and it's not a path that many people will take. You know, it just happens to be ours. It happens to be the one that has chosen us. You know, and so to do that and to say, yes, okay, I'm going to stand up against all odds and give it 1,000,000% of who I am, and whatever happens, happens, but I'm not going to leave this life and not have tried with every fiber of my being to be who God has designed me to be, to stand in my greatness. And so that's really it for me, man. It's a joy. It's a joy. Even with the challenges, there is joy for me. It's
good.
Really, and that's the truth. That is my truth. It really is.
Yeah. And I think that's it. And you're right. I think that's the interesting part about it, Sherry, that you know, people will look at it and say, as you said, you know, why are you doing that, or why this way? And I think the thing is, this is why, because this is what we're intended to do. this is the work, you know, and I think because of that, even though other people can't see it, that's why we do have the joy. Is it also what keeps it fun? I've been asking this question a lot lately, because we live in such a dark world, unfortunately, where people, you know, are not appreciative of the gifts mm-hmm. that others are bringing to the world. They're not always grateful, and especially they don't show it. It seems as though the things that are the most crass and the things that are, you know, are, you know, the most damaging are the things that get, you know, promoted the most. Is knowing that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, is that what keeps it fun and keeps you moving forward?
Yes, that's part of it. That's part of it. You know, the other part I would say is, just, it's really a feeling that is indescribable, that keeps me connected to my joy. You know, it's like being fully grounded in my purpose, you
right.
know. And so from that, I don't care how steep the challenge is, the joy is always there. And there are times that, I mean, I'm human. There are days when I just want to quit. There are days when I cry. There are days when I ask, oh, Lord, why me? You know, but the answer always comes back, because it's you, because this is your assignment, and because nobody else can be me but me, you know. Nobody else can be you but you. We all
right.
have the extra special thing that is unique to only us, and the world is waiting for us to, like, give it. You know, just get it, and that's what I'm doing. You know, it's like at all costs, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving it because I can't help it. It's like breathing. You know, when I pick up the pen to write, or an instrument to play to write, or or if I pick up the microphone to sing, or if I'm just doing an a cappella thing, it's the same energy, it's the same joy. You know, it's always there. It has never left me, and you know, that way I know that I'm on track, you know, even when I, like I said, well, even when I want to quit.
Right.
Even when I fire myself that day, you know, and rehire myself the next day, I know, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. Let's go.
Right. Well, look, that is again, that's what makes us human, and it also is what makes us real, and I think that's the great thing, which I think is a great segue to our final selection we'll be hearing from 360 Degree Woman Rebirth, that being Time to Shine. What can you tell us about this song, Sherry?
Wow, this is a really special one, too. Well, they're all my babies, you know, and each one has a story, and for Time to Shine, I was really at a point where I was looking at the world, and you know, as you pointed out, there's a lot that is being purged right now. There's a lot of heaviness. There's a lot of negativity. There are a lot of things that are unsettling, you know. At the same time, there's so much light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lyrics and the melody came within like 5 minutes. I was sitting just having this conversation with myself about, you know, what is really happening on this planet? What is really happening? What can I do to really make a difference right now? And Time to Shine came up. It's like, okay, remind people of their magnificence, including
right.
yourself, Gary. You don't have to buy into the fact that all of these things are going around in the world and where it's doom and gloom, and it's not necessarily the truth. It's what we choose to believe that makes it real. And so, Sherry, what energy, then, are you willing to put out into the world to make a difference that may, you know, put the shine in someone else's eye to say, wow, yeah, I can do this. And so, you know, the lyrics, again, it was really like breathing, like water, just flow through. And so it's my tribute, really, to humanity, to say, look, it doesn't matter what people say, because people are going to say a whole lot of stuff about
right.
who they think you are, who they think you ought to be, what they think you ought to be doing, and it's irrelevant. It's all lies. It's really all lies, unless you decide that it's the truth for you. you know. And so this is kind of that handle for people to hold on to, you know, when we're feeling a little bit shaky, you know, the wind is blowing a little strong, you might be in the middle of a hurricane, but there's something for you to hold on to that is the truth, and that is that it is your time to shine, and only you can do it. Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. So remember your magnificence, and, you know, sing the song. I even have a video. My first video ever that I did is of this song, and it's available on YouTube, and I hope your wonderful worldwide audience will go out and look for it and just feel good about who you have been created to be. You know, your light is amazing, and we all in the world are waiting for you, whoever you are out there, to shine. It is your time to shine. So that's the story of the show.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. Our final selection from Sherry Marie for this segment is Time to Shine. We'll be back with our final moments with Sherry right after this. Stay with us.
Somebody told you not to be fabulous. They tried to take your soul. Guess what? They lied. You're in control, in control. Somebody said you'd never be anything. They tried to change your face. So what? They lied. It's time to shine, time to shine. So shine on.
Shine, 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 shine.
Ooh, shine on.
Shine, shine.
Time to Shine, of course, from Sherry Marie and her new album, 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. We've been speaking to Sherry today, not only about her amazing gift, but also what it's been like for her to recognize the gift, to be able to use it, and then, of course, to see the way that people are responding to it. That album is available in its entirety through our good friends at Amazon.com, or if you'd like to get the singles themselves, you can do that by just getting them for 99 cents each there. But I think you'll appreciate the entire project. And Sherry, for you, I know you have a lot of great things going on. How can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that question. And thank you for everything. Let me just pause here, Cyrus Webb, and thank you for being who you are, for your willingness to have me on your fantastic show and to share me with your audience. And it's humbling, it's gratifying, and I so appreciate you. I just love and appreciate you for that. I really, really do. I want to go on record to say that.
I appreciate that.
You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. I can be found on Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, you name it. And the way my name is spelled is C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E. So at Instagram, on Twitter, and I mean, you'll find me very, very easily. And I always post what's coming up next. We're currently working on my tour. So thankfully, that is in motion. And I'm excited to be able to get out there and perform. It's what I love to do. One of the things I love to do more than anything. If you want to inbox me on Facebook or if you want to email me, you can email me at sherrymarie@gmail.com or at Hotmail, either way. I'm very, very easy to find. I would love to come to wherever you are in the world. If you're interested in bookings, you can send me an email or inbox me at any of those places, and we will get me or my staff will get right back with you. And And please, by all means, go see the video, Time to Shine. It's on Muzu, YouTube, as well as Vevo. And, you know, I'm really grateful with all three of those, we're right at about close to 10,000 views at this point.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm really on a mission. Thank you. I'm really on a mission to get this message out there, you know, so that people can really start to feel great about who they are. But, yeah, please reach out to us. Again, we'd love to come see you wherever you are in the world. I love to travel. In fact, I was in Russia not too long ago. So, yes. Find us.
All right. So Sherry Marie again, Sherrimaree is where you guys can find her all over the place. We make sure to tag her on Facebook and Twitter ourselves, as well as on Instagram. We'll make sure to do that. And we'll post a video on our sites as well, Sherry, to make it easy for people to be able to find it there as well. I've already posted the link on Amazon from Amazon.com on Twitter, where you guys can be able to get the album, to just be able to click on that link and to be able to get it. You can just look for Sherry Marie's album cover there on our Twitter page, and you can be able to get to it from there. Sherry, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the time, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Same here, Cyrus, and I feel like I have a home here, so I'm ready to come back and hang out with you anytime you have the space, and continue to shine yourself and continue to just do the great things that you're doing, and know that you are a blessing to us all. So thank you.
Hey, look, I really appreciate that. You know, as a funny side note, as we were just having this conversation, I don't know if you're a fan of the Haves and the Have-Nots from on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Sherry. But the gentleman who plays Oscar, who's a regular guest on this program, he just favorited the link for your album on Twitter. So shout out to Philip Boyd. Philip, thank you so much for listening and also for favoring in the tweet. Hopefully you'll enjoy the album as well. But yeah, Philip Boyd, he plays Oscar there on the Haves and the Have Nots. So we appreciate him for sure. And Sherry, again, like I said, looking forward to the next conversation, and we'll continue to help spread the word.
Thank you. And I will also spread the word about the great work you're doing as well. So thank you so much. Have a fabulous day. Thank you to all of your listeners, and continued blessings to us all.
All right, continued blessings for sure. Again, everyone, Cher Marie has been our guest. Make sure you guys stay connected with her all over social media, but also look out for her, as she said, on tour as well. She'll be out meeting you guys, so make sure you all support that as you can. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation. If you're joining us online, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.